Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is where you can go if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, in that studio, it's Ian.
And Steven Zeiler.
And Derek J.
Coming up, Derek J. is going to be telling us about an organization known as CHEF. And I have never heard of this group until tonight, but apparently they are having it out with ICE to some extent. There's a disagreement with the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement bureaucracy.
It's a happy story. You're going to like this one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it. That's coming up. Your calls and thoughts, though, come first. We're going back to the phones, to the fun. John Bush is on the line. Longtime listeners will certainly recognize his voice. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Hello, John.
I'm great. Doing well. You're calling us from Austin?
Yes, the Liberty Capital of the country.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to chat about kratom. It's an all-natural plant remedy that's root-grown in popularity, and it was recently banned up in Franklin, Hampshire. I'm sure y'all are familiar.
Really?
With.
What?
I've never been to Franklin, but...
They can't just ban kratom.
Yeah.
Why? Was everyone getting addicted to this stuff?
Well, in 2016, the DEA tried to add it to Schedule 1 with this emergency process, and there was mass pushback because it's been so helpful for people to get off of opioids and prescription pain medicine and heroin and helps with stress and anxiety. It's really beneficial and really changes people's lives. And so when the government tried to make it a felony federally, there was like a huge uprising and they awoke a sleeping giant. And it later turned out that it was actually the FDA who was pushing the DEA to ban it. And since they failed at the federal level, now they've taken to a strategy of just putting out total propaganda press releases and bogus studies, and they're going to states and local governments, counties and cities to try to ban it.
Wow.
So I think that's what happened there.
Come on.
Yeah, this is this is something that these towns in New Hampshire will do from time to time. We're here in Keene, which is sort of a lefty town on the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and they actually did something similar to this. They banned what they called the synthetic cannabis or the synthetic drugs that were kind of a craze several years ago. They banned it, and they basically did it against the law. So in New Hampshire, you're not supposed to be able, as a town or a city government, you're not supposed to be able to do things that have not been authorized by the state, meaning that it's what they call non-home rule. It is not home rule. They don't have the ability, supposedly, to do these things. So unless there's a state law saying that they can ban kratom if they opt to ban kratom, they're not supposed to be able to do it. But in Keene's case, they just ignored what the state law said, and they went ahead and banned it anyway. And basically, the city attorney, when asked about it at the Keene City Council meeting, was like, yeah, it probably isn't going to hold up if somebody actually challenges the law. But they went ahead and banned it anyway.
To enforce it.
Yeah, and then the state ultimately did ban the synthetic drugs after that.
They're doing that in Portsmouth, too, our town, with styrofoam and plastic bags.
They're banning plastic bags.
Yeah, they know they're not allowed to, but they just keep trying.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, what's with this kratom stuff? Am I pronouncing it correctly? First of all, I don't want to sound stupid. Kratom?
Yeah, kratom? Some people say kratom. Some people, it's like the original way to say it was kratom, but I just say kratom.
That's I'm going
to
say kratom.
So,
do it.
So this, if we're playing devil's advocate, like, what are the arguments that people make
addictive
for banning this stuff? Is it protecting people to ban kratom?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's made from the powderized leaves of the kratom evergreen tree, and my company, Brave Botanicals, we import ours from Indonesia. It's just, that's all it is. It's unadulterated. It's just a plant. And really why it's being banned is because it's competition for the opioid industry.
Wow.
All sorts of pharmaceuticals, even Adderall. A lot of people take it instead of Adderall. But one of the FDA's and the CDC's talking points is, as you guys were saying before, with the alcohol-related deaths, they try to say that there's been like 40, and then the CDC recently said 91 kratom-related deaths. But then when you go dig a little bit deeper, which no one does in this country, they just read the headline. And, of course, when they put out these releases, the mainstream media just gives you the most outrageous stuff, like the explosion and kratom-related deaths kind of stuff. It turns out that most of those people had, like, fentanyl in their system, opioids, heroin. Somebody jumped off a roof. Somebody was shot. And there's very few, only, like, 7 out of the 91 that only had kratom in their system.
Mm.
But chances are there was some other complication or they had heart problems or whatever. It's a relatively benign substance, and it's ironic because with all the opioid stuff going on, and I know New Hampshire's hit pretty hard with that, a lot of people use it to help kick that habit.
That's what I've heard.
Minimize the withdrawal symptoms.
I've heard it's very successful helping people get off of addictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been a hard industry to be in. I'm actually giving away Kratom for free. People go to freeounceofkratom.com, freeounceofkratom.com. Just pay $5 shipping and handling, and I'll send you a free ounce. That's my way to try to overcome getting banned doing advertising on Facebook. But it's also been a pain in the butt with the payments. And so it's cool that Derek and Steven are on because we take cryptocurrency. We also take e-check. Credit card companies won't touch it because they're pressured by the banks and the federal government, this old Department of Justice program called Operation Choke Point. But the e-checks are safe and secure. You just use your routing number, your checking account, and, of course, we take crypto. But early on, I was using this this software called GoURL, which you guys are probably familiar
GoURL.
With, your competitors.
Yeah, I know about
that.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay, Bitcoin. This will be – I'll be able to take Bitcoin using this plugin. It was pretty easy. It generated the invoice and everything. They actually kicked me to the curb because I take Kratom, and they're
centralized
company.
Oh, my God. That's such a joke. Oh, man. Well, hey, we have to prevent ourselves from being able to be corrupted like that. Maybe they were like us before, and somehow they forgot to design the system right. So now because they can be pressured to ban, then they will be pressured to ban when maybe the original ideologues move on or get different roles.
What was the breakup letter? I mean, did you get a notice from them saying, we're sorry, but we found out that you're selling Kratom and we don't feel comfortable? Or was it just, we're terminating our agreement and they didn't say why?
They referred to their user agreement and they referenced the section that says you can't sell things that are illegal, even though it's not illegal federally.
Right.
It is illegal in 6 states and like San Diego County, Denver, Colorado of all places, even though psilocybin is legal, it's true, it's illegal. You know?
What's the legality of, now federally, nobody here is an attorney, but I'm just going to ask, what's the legality if you're shipping out of Austin, Texas, where you're based, where Brave Botanicals is based, into one of those 6 states where it's prohibited, is that illegal for you to do federally? Or since it's legal federally, it's legal for you to ship it, but not legal for them to receive it? How does that work?
It's in the state. They just add it to their Schedule 1 along with like LSD and heroin and stuff. And so it says that it's illegal to possess, to use, to distribute. So I don't know that it says it's illegal to import or that the person that's sending it to that state would be held liable. But, you know, you just got to have a county attorney or that wants to make an issue out of
make
it. So I don't ship to those states. Some people have asked me to. A lot of people just go to the border and they get, you know, like a P.O. box somewhere else. But everyone always finds a way around
of course, laws. Prohibitions. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how many years have you been doing this, John? Because it feels like like 2 or 3. How long have you been at this?
For 3 years. We started selling it at Brave New Books. And back then, people didn't really buy the books. They mainly bought the health products. And I discovered Kratom, and it really took off. And it was really valuable for me. It's been the hardest entrepreneurial thing. I've been an entrepreneur since 2009, self-employed, doing this or that, and it's been the most difficult. I can't do Facebook ads. YouTube accounts get shut down.
Wow.
No credit cards. It's illegal in 6 states. And then when people, I talk to people about it, like Kratom this, Kratom that, they Google it, and they hear all the nightmare stories of the property. but it really helps a lot of people. So it's my business.
Hold that thought, John, if you can stick with us here, because, you know, longtime activist, longtime liberty guy, John Bush, he's here. We're going to continue, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've had an experience with Kratom. I have. I've been actually experimenting with it over the last week. It is Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. You bring up whatever you want. Maybe you've had an experience with Kratom. We've got one of the guys who sells it online. Actually, he's giving it away, as a matter of fact. John Bush is with us here, and also in the studio, it's Ian.
And Steven.
And Derek J. I just went to freeounceofkratom.com.
Right.
And it's a real website.
It's a real deal.
I can do it.
That's a classic offer. John Bush back with us here. By the way, I want to make sure we do talk about helpmetakebitcoin.com because there's a lot of businesses out there that should be taking cryptocurrency. Maybe yours should be doing it. If you're ready to get started, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's way easier than you think it's going to be, especially if you're a mom-and-pop business and you got a brick-and-mortar location, or maybe you're a service provider. Maybe you're going to your customers. Maybe you're a plumber or something like that. It makes it so easy. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the steps that you need to take from getting your cryptocurrency wallet set up. If you haven't ever done that before, there's that part. That's super easy. And then going and getting started over at AnyPay with helpmetakebitcoin.com. They will make it easy for you to accept a bunch of different cryptos. What are you guys up to, 11 different cryptocurrencies,
Something
like that, right now.
Hope it will become just one.
Yeah. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. So we continue here, but let's talk more with John Bush, and he's with us in Austin, Texas. So, John, you were telling us about, you know, the difficulties that you face from financial providers and YouTube and advertising venues like Facebook, basically telling you they don't want your money, they don't want to do business with you. Not because you're some sort of violent criminal or racist or something like that, which is what, you know, we've seen people like that. Racist, for instance, former co-host Chris Cantwell, we kicked off the show. He's been shut out of a bunch of different financial venues, and understandably so. But you just sell a natural product from a plant that grows in Asia called kratom.
Yeah, and it helps a lot of people. Is why it's frustrating, but it, you know, drives my commitment to keep it going. Yeah, I've gone through probably like 9 to 10 different credit card / debit card processing solutions. And early on, I was able to fly under the radar, but then they really start cracking down. So I had to get clever. Like, I would send myself a PayPal invoice to three or four fake email addresses. I would collect their credit card information offline in a secure way where it split half the credit card info to one place, half to the other place, and then I would enter it in manually. I did the same thing with Cash App, which actually has a link, and you can send the link to yourself and then put the credit card info. But I've had my PayPal account, my girlfriend's PayPal account got shut down, my Square account, my Cash App.
Man.
And finally, I just accepted it, and I had a really steep drop in my business when I finally had no more hacks or clever tricks, and they really were cracking down. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm just going to lean in to crypto and lean into e-checks. E-checks are really popular in the cannabis industry, and so it's basically like an electronic draw.
These are just ACH transfers, as they call them, basically.
Similar. Yeah. Somehow the company manages, they collect the payment from the person, the customer's checking account, and then they actually overnight a printed out check.
Oh, wow.
With the routing and account number on it. And so it's super smooth and seamless. I would argue it's even safer than the credit card.
Do they know that you're selling Kratom?
They do.
They don't care. Okay.
They don't care. It's the credit card companies. It's this Operation Choke Point. Started under Obama. It was supposed to stop money laundering and like these payday lenders where there's some schemes going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they used it to crack down on the firearms industry, adult toys, head shops, cannabis, kratom, CBD. These are my favorite industries here. And they're cracking down.
Now they're using it to go after sick people, because people who are using kratom have been using it very successfully, from what I understand. As you pointed out, folks who have the ADHD, attention deficit disorder, they've used Kratom to much success. Nobody, who's one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, he's been experimenting with it recently. You sent us a care package, John, from Brave Botanicals, and we've got a few different types of Kratom here in the studio. And nobody said that he had an amazing experience his second day of using it, where he felt like it was better for him than Adderall, because it gave him focus without giving him a kind of a jittery edge.
Hmm.
And is that a common experience that, you know, with some of your customers?
Yeah, my partner, actually, she was taking Adderall for like a decade, starting in college, and she got caught in this vicious cycle where, because it's literally meth, right? It's just like prescription meth.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be all hyped up when she would get off of work, and then she would drink in order to pump the brakes, as she would mm-hmm. say. So she got caught with this alcohol issues and then with the Adderall. And when we met, Kratom's my business. So I was like, hey, let's get you off of this stuff. And I helped her, and she took the White Lightning, which is a white Mangosh drink. And she was able to quit the Adderall, and in turn, it was really easy for her to almost quit the drinking completely, and just now just has a few social drinks. So
Wow. It's
a game changer. And I was saying before, I get pleasure out of being in this space because I'm not a fan of pharmaceutical companies and how they work with the federal government, mm-hmm. revolving door. And many of my customers are taking it instead of prescription pain medicine. And it's so much safer. It's less expensive. It's definitely less risky. And when it comes to the opioid crisis, a lot of people are dying because these opioid pills, they cause respiratory depression. So people take so much of it that their lungs stop working. And while Kratom has been identified as an opioid as well because it interacts with the opioid receptors, it also interacts with the dopamine and serotonin receptors, which is why it's good for anxiety and stress. It doesn't cause the respiratory depression, which is why it has such, you know, really good potential to help a lot of people and to reverse this opioid crisis. But, of course, the government gets in the way and jams it all up. And now it's like, as a Kratom vendor, there's a certain bit of paranoia. Like, I'm not even supposed to be talking about this stuff, you know?
Really?
As an activist, I'm, like, sticking my thumb at them.
Why wouldn't you have to? Wait, you can't talk about it? What do you mean?
You can't make claims, right? I would never say that Kratom would cure or treat.
Right, yeah, you can't do that. The FDA will lock you up.
Kratom vendors are getting shut down. Well, they're getting like letters and threats and fines if they mention this idea that Kratom helps people to overcome opioid dependency and addiction.
Well, I mean, if that's what people are saying, you can say that's what people are saying.
Yeah, those are testimonials.
You can give a testimonial. But that doesn't mean they might make your life difficult.
I try to be conscious about the language. My customers say this, and my girlfriend did this, that, and the other. But, yeah, like you said, they don't follow their own laws half the time, so they can really do whatever they want.
Man. Well, you know, I'm glad you're out there, John, and it sounds like it's definitely been an interesting story, and I appreciate you calling in to share it with us. And, of course, you actually are a sponsor on our podcast, I believe, starting this week, if I'm not mistaken, or very, very soon, if not already.
I think it might have started yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I'm glad you're leaning into Bitcoin. That sounds like a really smart move, and that's the silver lining to this cloud. I'm so sorry for you, John, that you're going through a hard time, like in your business with the government making it difficult for you to be an entrepreneur and help people have better lives. But
if there's anybody who's going to push through it, it's going to be John Bush.
Only that, but it's driving people to alternatives so that they can use better money, they can have more freedom.
Yeah, and try for yourself at freeounceofkratom.com. John, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, that's John Bush from Brave Botanicals. We continue here. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally announcing an impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
Pelosi continues as to why.
The facts are these. the intelligence community inspector general, who was appointed by President Trump, determined that the complaint is both of urgent concern and credible.
The president's reaction so far only on Twitter, where he says Democrats purposely had to ruin and demean his day with more breaking news witch hunt garbage, and the president added, so bad for our country. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 142 points to close at 26808. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Steven.
And Derek J.
And we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts coming up. The Immigrations and Customs Enforcement conflict with some computer programmers. We'll tell you what that's all about. Plus, again, you can bring up whatever you want. And then let's go to the phones, to the fun. We've got David is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Hey, gentlemen.
It's Dave Ridley from Ridley Report.
All right.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Steven. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, I like to keep track of censorship issues at school boards. Churchill once said, you know, if we make charity a government program, it will become fascist charity. We'll have this charity Gestapo, right? It's the same thing with schools. Once you make the government in charge of it, even this sacred thing of education starts to become a police state. So What happened, I guess, over at Hampton, which is in eastern New Hampshire, near the coast, there's this lady named Anne-Marie Banfield. She used to live in Bedford, where I live, and so I know her. And she, I guess, she now lives in Hampton, and she tried to speak at a school board meeting. And there had been some kind of a scandal at that school board over racist bullying, alleged racist bullying, I should say.
Meaning the school board members were being racist bullies or the students in the school were being racist bullies?
Oh, I don't think there is an accusation that the school board was being racist bullies. I think it was just something that was going on in this location where they had locked all the children in, right? You know,
right.
I mean, not technically locked them in, but it's a jail school. You force them to be there.
You treat them like inmates, and they're going to act like inmates.
Right. So I guess what happened, she's trying to speak about this issue and get some clarification. And what happened was, while she was talking, a school board member just cut her off and said, quote, "So, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we can't talk about student matters," unquote. So you can't talk about student matters
at a school board meeting.
Training facility, right? But you can't talk about that. What can you talk about at the school board meeting?
Yeah, good question.
Nothing. They're a private company. They have their own rules.
Well, they're not a private company. They're a government bureaucracy.
I don't know. I mean, they're a private company. Where they get their money is a different issue. But I mean, everyone's a private company. Everyone, like, I think it's best to not treat these people as if they are us or that we're involved somehow. And, like, they're only loosely involved with the people who are stealing the money anyway.
Well, right now, the school boards are the bulk of the property tax bill, like 60% or so. Some towns, I think, it's even a little higher, 60 to 70% of anyone's given property tax bill. So whether you're involved or not, they're going to be involved with your life because the property taxes here are ridiculous. And it's mostly because of the schools. I mean, there's no doubt the city of Keene is a government, and they're, you know, a bureaucracy, and they're criminals, and they hurt peaceful people, and they are wasteful just like any other government gang. But they're dwarfed by the waste of the school board and the school system.
So I guess this is not going the school board's way. I guess. About 300 Hampton parents have apparently signed a petition calling for a vote of no confidence in the school board superintendent. And they've also, I guess, Banfield has notified the state of her concerns, asking for clarification on her right to talk about these kinds of issues.
Of course, none of this will actually amount to anything. That's, you know, part of comes back to what you were talking about earlier, Stephen, with people paying attention to politics as though it's going to, you know, change something. Okay, great. They voted no confidence on the superintendent. So let's say they let him go with a golden parachute and he gets, you know, his retirement fund or whatever, because they always let these guys go with golden parachutes. Almost, it seems like it's very rare that they'll just get fired or something like that, because they got their teachers' unions behind them and their bureaucrats will stand behind them. And so let's say they send this guy to the curb and they bring in a new superintendent. Is it going to change anything?
Well, yeah. Actually, yeah, in a sense, because you have to focus on what we can actually do, right? What we can do, and there is a strategy behind this, is to undermine confidence in the government so that people don't, you know, don't.
But if people believe that the next superintendent's going to be a good guy, then how does that undermine confidence in the government?
Yeah, this is boosting confidence in the institution by giving it some credit and saying, oh, it's important that we change the superintendent of this thing.
Right, see, we did a good job here.
No, it's not important that you change that.
Yeah, they're using the government. They're having a vote.
Well, it's the whole concept of guerrilla fighting or guerrilla conflict. You can't take down the British Empire, you know,
Well, I wouldn't say it's anything like guerrilla conflict. I mean, you're not coming in from the outside in a way they don't expect. You're using the system. But the people in this particular case are using the system to try to change the system. And look, if that's what people want to do, then fine. I mean, everybody's got to have a hobby, and I'm running for city council here in Keene, so I can't say I'm not part of it. But to some extent, I only do it to get a message out. I have no expectation of winning. If I were to win the city council office, I would have to, I mean, I couldn't swear the oath. I can't swear an oath to the United States, which is part of the oath, so I can't even take office. I mean, so working within people watching this cam are getting a good show right now over at cam.freetalklive.com. But, you know, I'm not against it necessarily, but I think it's almost as pointless, if not more pointless, than going out and waving signs on the side of the road.
It's not pointless. That's a defeatist way of looking at it, and you're no defeatist.
It's not a defeatist way of looking at it. But it also is not a positive way. It But there are people who are doing it differently, who are working outside of the system. For instance, creating community schools that are exempt from taxes, like they're doing in New Market, New Hampshire, where a lot of libertarians are sending their kids.
Really?
Yeah, and because they have this whole big property that is exempt from taxes because it's this community thing, and it's not in Hampton. Like, just avoid Hampton. Like there's no hope for Hampton.
Send me a link, would you, about that New Market thing? I'll call some radio about that.
Freecoast.org is where you want to go.
Bring that there?
Is that.
Oh, really? Okay. Good. Dave, I appreciate the continued reports and updates, and folks can check you out on your YouTube channel over at RidleyReport.com. Thank you for the call tonight. I love that he's still, you know, tapped into what's going on out here in New Hampshire, even though he's in Colorado.
Guy. He is awesome.
At the moment.
Watch all his videos.
Yeah, and I think to some extent you do, those who are active within these areas, like the school board meetings and such, they can only learn by banging their head up against the wall so many times that it actually starts to hurt and they get, you know, the message that it's not actually going to change anything. I remember when we used to run candidates more frequently here for school board in Keene, and I don't think we've had one run for a few years now. And I remember reading about the responsibilities of the school board member. Apparently, if I recall this correctly, I think you are obligated to vote on everything that comes in front of you. You can't just opt out as a school board member. Like, part of their rules say that you have to vote.
I'm sure you can do whatever you want.
Well, maybe so, but when you sign up for the job, you say you're going to follow the rules,
yeah,
right?
Some
you
swear idiot an made oath. Those up, and no one pays any attention.
Well,
seriously, that's true. It's just
they
like,
can put you off the board. I mean, obviously, you can do what you want, but they can do what they want too, right? Like, I'm just saying. Normally, you would think if you get to vote on a thing, you could also not vote. Well, in that case, you can't. If you want to follow their rules,
there are
you
no
have
rules.
To vote one way or the other.
There are no rules.
Well, they certainly think that there are, and for some of them, there may not be rules because they may have enough power. So, like,
it's whatever you can get away with.
That's true, and that's what they're doing in these towns that banned, raised the smoking age illegally, like they did here in Keene, or ban various different products that they don't have the supposed authorization to do. The thing is, they don't actually enforce the rules on themselves, but they certainly want to enforce them on you and I. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450, free like freedom.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Steven Zeiler,
and Derek J.
And I want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. It is my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. It's the one that I use more than any other. And you can go and get your copy of Edge Wallet on your iOS or Android device. Go to your favorite app store to do that. Or if you want to learn more about their technology, go to edge.app. That is their website. It's user-controlled, meaning you own your own money, and there's a bunch of different cryptos in there. Everything from Bitcoin Cash, the original Bitcoin, Stellar, Bitcoin SV, Ethereum, Monero. They got Ravencoin in there now.
Yeah,
it's an amazing app.
They are great.
They really do good work. You can secure your freedom. They're a veteran team building since 2014. Buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. We actually just interviewed Paul Pway earlier this week, the CEO of Edge.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, you know, there's these various different sites out there like Changely or Shapeshift, these sites that allow you to take one crypto that you might have and then get a different crypto. You can exchange it without having to have an account. And some of the, I guess Shapeshift changed how they do their business, but some of them like Changely still don't require an account.
Right.
And I guess there's several of these things now. There used to be just like two or three. Now there's several.
There used to be one.
Yeah. So what happened was Edge has made their wallet, when you go to the exchange option, they actually, you tell Edge what you want to exchange. So let's say you've got Bitcoin BTC and you want to change that into Dash.
Uh-huh.
You tell it what you want to do, and then it goes and it pulls the various different providers and gets the best rate for you.
Nice.
Which is pretty slick. I didn't even know they did that. So that's very, very cool. They do some cool stuff over there. Edge.app. Go there to learn more. So let's finally get into it. We were barraged with phone calls, and that's a good thing. We like it when that happens. Lots of great topics here tonight. And, of course, the phones are still open. But there's this story that we haven't gotten to at all yet tonight. It's about ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement bureaucracy, the people that are ruining lives across the United States by stopping peaceful people from coming in to try to make a better life for themselves. What are they up to now?
This is a really happy story, and it's not one that your listeners are probably going to hear on the mainstream news, because, you know, what bleeds leads is a lot of negative stuff. Well, this is a positive story, and it's one that's a story of personal empowerment that anyone can really emulate this. And so what happened? Here's the headline from Ars Technica. Coder deletes open source add-on for Chef in protest over ICE contract. So that takes a little bit of, there's some deconstructing we need to do with that headline. Yeah. Chef is a program. It's a computer program.
I'm using it right now as we speak.
Steven is using it. It's a popular thing. I guess it's made in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, somewhere. It's Steven, can you describe what type of program it is and what it does for people?
Chef helps you manage your servers and make sure they're always running the right thing.
Okay. And so what's an example?
It's a Ruby programming tool. Using the Ruby programming language. An example is the AnyPayCharts website.
Which is?
AnyPayCharts.com.
Okay.
And it's a chart. It's a website with charts and information. And there is some code that you tell it how to deploy the chart app onto our server.
So my understanding,
so the chef
of it,
deploys the chart app?
Yeah,
right,
picture
automatically.
Picture the Swedish chef.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's got recipes in a cookbook.
The Muppet guy.
The Muppet guy, yeah. Okay, so this is just my layman understanding of what Chef is as a program. So what it does for programmers is gives them this tool that they can give the program and say, all right, make this recipe, and that he does his work of putting all the pieces together to make the server run the way that you want it to.
And that's what the chef does.
That's what the chef does.
So you give the chef orders, basically, and the chef kind of
puts
it together.
So
okay.
Say your server, something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Well, chef knows how to just make a new soup.
Okay.
We'll just make a new one.
Okay.
Because he's got all the ingredients and everything. So the CEO said multiple chef customers are affected by this this change, this coder who deleted something. And now chef will not renew its contract with ICE. So
whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here is the story
that's
from Ars
news.
Technica. And it's getting a lot of attention there.
I love chef.
Yeah. Over 300 comments.
I do too now. I never heard of him before. This is great.
Yeah. And this story just came out yesterday. It's got over 300 comments there. On September 17th, Seth Vargo, a former employee of Chef, the software deployment automation company, found out via a tweet that Chef licenses had been sold to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
Which people in Silicon Valley hate ICE and all this immigration stuff because they desperately need smart people and they can't even hire them to move to Silicon Valley.
Yeah, it's a really interesting challenge there. So it was a 95,000 1 year, $95,000 1 year contract.
Okay.
Through the approved contractor, CNC International Computers and Consultants. In protest, Vargo, this former employee of Chef, decided to archive the GitHub repository for two open source Chef add-ons that he had developed in the Ruby programming language. So he made these add-ons to the program. He's a former employee, and he hosts this
code. Was he an employee at the time when he made this change?
No.
No, okay.
But he wrote this code, and it lives on a place where code can live on the internet called GitHub.
Right.
And he
archived it. That's where open source code lives, GitHub, right?
It's not always open.
No. There's closed source stuff on there, too?
Yeah, you can have private repositories and public repositories. So this was public, and he archived it. So this is his code. I mean, it's like if you
and
wrote...
And to archive means it is no longer available?
Well, yeah, I guess it's... How would you put it, Steven?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably why they got mad.
I'm just assuming that it's like a box that you tick that says, other people can't see this now.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they can't use it.
Unless they already downloaded it. If it was open source...
They may have it.
There could be copies of it out there.
There could be. But it seems like the way Chef runs, it used this piece of source code. It used this code,
and it's
from that
now.
Repository, and so like Chef it. Would be unable to use that particular ingredient.
That's right, because the CEO says that multiple Chef customers are affected mm-hmm. by this, and now Chef is like, look, we got to choose our other customers. They're more important than this one customer, and this guy archiving this code. He revealed our hand. We have to choose one now. So
interesting.
Back to the story. He says, on his GitHub repository page, Vargo wrote, quote, I have a moral and ethical obligation to prevent my source from being used for evil.
Hmm. Wow. Bring up the applause, because that's a good one.
Yeah. Good for him for taking a stand, I gotta say.
And like, it's the only stand he could have taken. If it's open source, this is just a symbolic move almost to say, okay, well, I'm taking my open source project down because I'm protesting.
Well, he could have changed the license to be BIPCOT, no gov license. So it's still an open source license for the most part, for civil people, but no
Somebody
gov.
Should have told him about that license.
Yeah, well, he could put it back up with that license. So he's listening now.
Yeah.
So this chef obviously found out about this, and what did they do? Did they contact the author and say, hey, we'll cut ICE out of the picture if you'll put your software back online?
Well, here's what happened. That move, according to an all-hands email sent out by Chef CEO Barry Crist, later published on the company's website, quote, impacted production systems for a number of our customers. Our entire team has worked to minimize customer downtime and will continue to do so until we restore services to 100% operation. Chris, the CEO, faced backlash internally from employees over the deal. The work, he pointed out, had begun in 2014, well before the current administration implemented the child detention policies that Vargo was protesting. And now that's a really interesting...
I don't know about that. Is that true?
No, it's not true. I think that's a misreporting.
Yeah, but blue is good, red is bad.
Yeah, blue, exactly. Because from my understanding, and I'm not an expert in this area, but I think Obama was detaining more
Trump
people.
Detentions are down compared to Obama, from what I understand, yeah.
Yeah, but Orange Man bad. So
yeah, but
obviously.
Trump's detention center, is their music is not nearly as good.
For context, we began working with DHS ICE during the previous administration to modernize their IT practices with Agile and DevOps. And there's more to this story.
All right, we'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you as well. If you want to join us here on the radio, and you can also call in via our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.